and we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Hey, St. Louis, since you can't go to Busch Stadium, let Schnucks bring the stadium to you. Two lucky Schnucks Rewards members will win a very unique Cardinals experience. Schnucks will bring a giant TV, ballpark food, Anheuser-Busch beer, and several other surprises from the stadium to your backyard for a Cardinals watch party. There will even be special appearances from former Cardinal players. All you have to do is download the Schnucks Rewards app and enter to win. So download Schnucks Rewards and have Schnucks bring Busch Stadium to your backyard.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
Our homes are where we feel the most happy, safe, and secure. So when we see signs of foundation problems, like cracks and uneven floors, we want to make sure it's fixed forever. At Woods Basement Systems, we understand. We've been eliminating foundation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time. They get better with us, the All Things Basement experts. Go online to woodsbasementsystems.com today. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex. Rosalita's offers a full menu of both food and drinks. Try their signature tableside guacamole made right in front of you or piled high nachos. They have a full array of classic Mexican dishes and even more modern specialties, including their Cadillac fajitas. The house margaritas are the best in town, and the specialty margaritas will have you coming back time and time again. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, downtown on Washington Avenue or on Manchester Road just west of 270.
Dr. Doug Pernikoff just walked in the building. He'll be joining us shortly. Before that, I had a really nice conversation this morning with Curtis Barks. Curtis Barks owns Complete Auto Body and their towing company, A2B Towing. And he made a reference to the golf tournament this Friday. And I said, what golf tournament? So he proceeds to tell me not only about the tournament, but who it benefits, and I got to tell you, I can't believe I never heard of this charity. Have you guys heard of Responder Rescue?
None.
Mm-mm. We've all heard of Backstoppers.
Right.
This is a charity that apparently has been around about 10 years. It was started by a firefighter who felt that firefighters, police officers who are injured or disabled in the line of duty need support. Backstoppers takes care of the families of fallen police officers or firefighters.
Right.
But think about the officers that get shot and are paralyzed. Think about the officers who are in a bad beating or an accident. That's what Responder Rescue is, and that's one of the causes that Curtis Barks and the Complete Auto Body has chosen. And I thought, this is fantastic. I can't believe I never heard of it. So today I managed to find and talk to the wife of the guy who started it, and she told me more about it. And they struggle because, look, there are a lot of charities and everybody wants your money and your support, but I got a special thing for firefighters and cops, so I'm glad that I now know about this charity. Now, the golf tournament is filled. It's too late to do anything there, but what you can do, if you want to make, you know, just a donation or contribution to Responder Rescue, you can certainly do that, and I just call Complete Auto Body and say, I just heard about this charity that you guys work hard to support, and I'd like to send you $10 or whatever it is, and they'll take it from there. So Complete Auto Body, I'm sure somebody that you talk to there will have all the details. Now, they do have a website. It's responderrescue.org. I took a look at it today. it needs some work, and it needs to be updated. And I talked to the founder's wife about that, and she said, yes, we know that. And we are in the process of updating and renewing all of that. Because if you go to the website, you'll see things like upcoming events, and there's something in 2019. It really does need to be updated. But the mission statement is the same, and what they're trying to do is not something that's any different than when it started 10 years ago. So I just wanted to throw it out there, let you know that there is an organization that takes care of police officers, firefighters suffering from PTSD, somebody who's in a wheelchair, and you get the idea, and they need help financially. And this organization writes the checks directly to the provider of the help, whether it be, you know, for a wheelchair or for medical bills or whatever. They pay them to whatever degree they can. And I know they don't bring anywhere near the money in that the Backstoppers does, but take a look at what Backstoppers has been able to do after all. The guns and hoses thing alone, a lot of money, and good. And maybe one day down the road, Responder Rescue will find a way. And if we can, by doing anything on the air, if we can help, we'll be happy to. But I wanted you to know that about Complete Auto Body, just like Window World, just like Landoff. There are companies who don't only think about how much money can we make this year? What's our bottom line look like? It's a profit margin. And Complete Auto Body is another one of those companies. They're in the collision repair business, of course. If you have an accident, Complete Auto Body. They're in the service business. Your car needs service. Your car or your entire fleet of vehicles for your business needs service. All cars need to be serviced on a regular basis. Complete Auto Body will do that, too. And they do for individual customers and for companies with fleets of vehicles. Their website, CompleteAB.com. Their phone number, 314-731-7999. Complete Auto Body, Collision Repair, Auto Service, three locations, Hazelwood, Delwood, and St. Peter's. And again, the website is CompleteAB.com.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call.
And speaking of Complete Auto Body and the golf tournament Friday, which I didn't know was taking place till this morning, I have somebody who not only participates in that and will this Friday, but it's a name that I see on all kinds of charities as a major sponsor. That name is Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Here is John Landoff. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, too. Nice weather on our way for the weekend, less humidity, a little lower temperature. It's going to be nice.
You know, the great thing about having a Monday as a holiday is that it's kind of a short week, but that just means we have to make, you know, hay while the sun shines.
Did you make that up? Did you just make that up? That's good. Make hay while the sun shines. Very good.
I'm going to write that down.
Wow. That'll catch on. So Curtis tells me you're going to this golf tournament Friday.
Yes.
I don't feel bad that I never heard of it. I just can't believe it. I didn't know about Responder Rescue. I didn't know that charity was around, and I'm glad it is.
But, I mean, he's still obviously a big, it's phenomenal, Backstoppers. So, you know, it's just, now more than ever, a lot of charities, you know, need our help. They're not able to put on a big event. It's great that this golf tournament's going on. A lot of organizations have said that they just can't put it together. So it's just goes again to show what a good guy Kurt Barks is, man. Just a really great guy. And I tell you, I learned from him. He's really sharp. Good business partner.
Well,
a lot of business together.
Sadly, that charity is going to be needing more money because of the abuse these police officers are having to take. I for the last couple of days, I've been on YouTube and I've been watching as much dash cam footage as I can, because what we see and what we're fed on the news, on social media, is that clip, that little section of the video that they show for no other reason than to get people riled up against the police. And I've watched a couple of them where I thought, if everybody saw the entire thing, everything that happened from being pulled over to the end, oh my goodness, things would be a whole, there'd be a whole different take on it. But they don't do that. They just show police officer pulling somebody forcefully out of a car. Well, they don't show you what that somebody did just prior to that. And I'm tired. I'm tired of that. But I don't know that we'll ever be able to stop it. It's just, it's the world we live in. People can edit and cut and slice and dissect and put their own spin on it. But you need to, ladies and gentlemen, remember that don't believe everything you see or hear until you get the whole story. And that's our problem. Was we'll hear about a guy got tased or shot or whatever, and then we don't hear why and what he had actually done or the threat that he posed. So that's all. It's a responderrescue.org if anybody wants to take a look at it. So how's business?
Business is good. A couple more AM and the PM customers today. So thank you very much. And, you know, it's just business is good. It could be always better. But we know what's great.
What?
Is getting to talk to you. I mean, yesterday was my birthday.
I know. We mentioned that.
And you called me and wished me a happy... sorry. You wished me
choking
a happy...
Choking up birthday. A little bit, thinking about it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm all right. But it was very nice of your wife to call me also. Oh, no, that is, you called me together. That's right. I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Did she bake you a cake?
My wife doesn't bake. Yeah.
No.
Thanks for reminding me.
No, but I will say this. The adorable Mimi Landoff pretty much cooked, I mean, like all weekend long.
Oh.
Had some really great friends of ours in the neighborhood come in. So, you know, just, you know, happy hour. Well, that turns into like happy hours. Got there at 6:30, left at about 10:30. Put a fire in. Yeah, outside of Friday night. I mean, it got down into the 60s and I think the upper 50s late. But and then you know, Saturday get together at, with her her sisters and at, her. I mean, so it's a lot of family, a lot of good stuff. But man, I'm, you know, and then my birthday yesterday. Huh?
Did you have a cake, a birthday cake?
Yes.
What kind was it?
But she made split layer.
What is
my
that?
Favorite.
I don't know. What is that? I don't know what that is.
So it's a yellow cake bread, then with chocolate, and then the yellow cake bread and the chocolate. So it's a split layer, then with chocolate icing.
Ooh,
and,
I like yellow cake with chocolate icing.
And then a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Oh yeah.
Stop yourself. So
what kind of ice cream? Because I just recently discovered an ice cream brand that I, for whatever reason, never realized how good it was. It's Blue Bunny vanilla. Oh my goodness, that ice
Blue
cream.
Bunny homemade Woo! Vanilla. It's my
Whoa,
favorite flavor.
Yes, that's exactly
yep,
what it was.
Absolutely.
It is good.
Well, I told you that Clementine.
I know. I haven't had that yet.
Well, you better.
Well, I will eventually.
St. Louis made right here in the St. Louis area. But, you know, I had a great birthday. Rode bikes down the Katy Trail in Old Town St. Charles. So, and then had lunch at Llewellyn's on Main Street, and then had dinner at Olive and Oak last night. I haven't stopped eating. I've got to stop.
Well, I don't go to Old Towns. I haven't been for a long time, but when anybody says Old Town St. Charles, I think of one business, and I'll bet it's still there. John Dingler's Tobacco Shop. The guy years ago, I worked in an ad agency, and the guy smoked a pipe. When everybody smoked a pipe at work, in the office, and that smell of that pipe, I just thought, well, this is, I got to smoke a pipe. So he takes me to John Dingler's in St. Charles, and I remember walking in, all these apothecary jars filled with, you name it, black cherry, vanilla, all this tobacco. And then he would custom make a blend for you, a little black cherry, a little bit of vanilla. And I still remember going in there that day, and I bought three pipes and I think I smoked a pipe for about a week until it started burning a hole in my tongue. It was so hot, and then I quit. But I still love the smell of a good pipe. Still a great smell, but not for me. You got to carry too much stuff around. Pipe cleaner, the tapping tool, the scraper, yeah, the pouch, the tobacco. It's like a saddlebag full of stuff.
Too much work for you, right?
It is too much work.
Now, if somebody else would like take care of everything for you, would you smoke a pipe? Or you like cigars?
Well, I like a good cigar once.
I've given you a couple of good cigars lately.
I'll smoke a cigar, average maybe one or two a month. That's it. But it needs to be a good one. Doc, were you about to say something?
I was just going to say that.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, how are you, John? Happy birthday!
I'm belated.
Yeah, I was just going to ask Frank if that was the pipe smell of today is different than the pipe smell of 20 years ago.
Well, pipe smell of today is pot.
Yeah,
that's the smell today. But there's still over-the-counter, it's called Captain Black. That's what the guy smoked that I worked with. It was like a cherry. It's hard to describe. But no, pipe's not for me. And the other thing is, I worked for a guy one time. He said, I will never hire a pipe smoker to work here. And I said, why? He said, they don't get anything done. They're messing with their pipe all the time. He said, they're always sitting there thinking, like, they're thinking about something with that pipe, but they never do anything. I'll never forget that. And he wouldn't hire a pipe smoker. And then a couple of pipe smokers that I got to know, sure enough, it seemed like they never really got anything done. They were tapping and relighting and scraping and knocking the old tobacco
out. It's part of the process. You know,
it is a process.
It's a cultural thing.
So they think a lot, but no offense, pipe smokers. I'm sure some of you do get a lot done, but he didn't think so. What are you doing? You're typing a letter, an email to somebody?
Yeah, I mean, you continue to talk. I just continue to sell, you know, sending out emails.
I'm finished.
So, Doc, how are you doing, buddy?
Good, good. But, John, you know, I heard you ate a lot this weekend. You exercised. Yeah. You didn't say anything about any hugging and loving. I mean, that's what we all need.
A lot of people are afraid.
You know, Doc, I kind of keep that to myself.
Because some people are actually really scared of that COVID. There are people who believe if you look at somebody too long, you'll get COVID. I'm not one of them, but they're out there.
I'll just tell you, just dealing and talking to so many customers a day, and especially the great AM and the PM. But one thing about AM and the PM, I'll say right now, they want to shake my hand.
You bet.
And I shake hands. And I just put it out there. I'm like, I put the hand out there. I'm like, yeah, you know. And, some people want to, fist pump. But I would still say the majority of the people want to shake hands, you know, have the masks on, social distancing. We talked about Violet last week. Remember, Frank?
No, her name was Velvet.
Velvet? Sorry, Velvet. Before she left, she goes, listen, I'm not concerned about COVID. Can I get a hug? I'm like, sure, you know. She does one of the great AM and the PM, but they're all great. They all just love listening. I just don't know if you really realize how, I don't know if I would call it dependent, but how much some of us, if not so many, just can't wait, for 3 o'clock.
From I know, I six, can't.
Monday
I can't.
Through Thursday.
I sure can't.
But no, we really do, everyone. And then, your friend Mimi Londoff, she's finally gotten over, but a while back she was up mad. She's like, it's Friday, no Frank. Mm-hmm. So you still do a great job and send me a lot of business. I really appreciate it.
We're gonna continue that tonight because you're open late tonight.
You know, we're open up late tonight, Frankie. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, we really have some great deals. Everything's online at Londoff.com. 25% off a new Malibu, Trax, and an Equinox. 25%. I don't know how in the heck you can take 25% off a new Malibu, Trax, and an Equinox, but I'm telling you, it's pretty unbelievable.
All right, so 25%. Let's say the sticker price was, let's just say 30. All right. Now, hang on a second. So 25%.
25% off of that?
Off of a $30,000 sticker price would bring the price of that vehicle down to...
$4,000.
$4,000. Wow. That's a good deal.
That's an incredible deal.
It sure is, Limey.
So it's pretty simplistic. 10% of $30,000 is what?
$3,000.
No. Right? Then, we double that. Mm-hmm. That's six. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then half of that, 15, $7,500 bucks.
Down to 4,000.
Yeah.
How did you do that so fast?
He popped me with percentages, and one thing, He never had a calculator on his desk.
Calculator.
I like the people.
He never had a calculator.
I like the people in the restaurant who actually use a calculator to decide how much to tip.
20%.
Limey, you work in a restaurant. You know those people. They're about to give 16%. They want to know 15%.
It's all the receipt.
They do. They give you choices, 15, 18, 20, and they tell you what it is. There's still those people that want to figure it out themselves because they're not, they don't want to go over and tip too much. Whew. It's really not that big a deal. You just do what John said. 10% is easy. If it's $30, 10% is $3. Okay? Half of that's $1.50, $4.50, there's your 15%. It's not that big a deal, not that hard. And then the people that go in a group and they sit around and decide who owes what based on, you had tea, but I had,
I know.
Please.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I know. Split. And these servers work hard. I mean, they really do. And they've, I think restaurants probably have taken a bigger hit than a lot of businesses.
Some haven't. Some have benefited from
that. So, it's a whole deal. I mean, we talked about it before. The county and Sam Page and 25%. Seriously, are you nuts? I mean, you cross that bridge into St. Charles and St. Peter's and O'Fallon and Wentzville, and, they're not at 100%, but still, they're not putting these people out of business. They're giving them the opportunity. And if it's a restaurant out there with outdoor seating, I think you're good. You got to eat, and these places have got to stay in business. So when you have an opportunity and you're blessed, tip heavy because those servers work really hard.
Here's the other thing: when you can give them the carryout business because that's actually more profitable than when you come in and take up a table for an hour and a half. They love carryout business, so give them that. If nothing, if you're afraid to sit around other people, have them do that touchless delivery thing that they do, and they'd appreciate that.
Hey, John, my sons are signed up with all these different, services that bring the food to the front door.
Right,
like. Okay, that's cool, but I still love going out. Okay?
I know you do.
I know I drive Mimi probably crazy, but I love to go out and eat and, it's all good.
I'll tell you who's impressed me recently.
I haven't been to Andy Gunn's in a few weeks, so I'm wondering if a certain fellow wants to take me and my gal out maybe in a couple of weeks.
Why don't you get a hold of him and ask him? I'll tell you who I'm impressed with, and I sort of rediscovered them recently, and it's Domino's. It's a free plug, and I'm going to tell you why. My daughter-in-law and my son were over, and we were at the lake, and they had Domino's deliver a pizza. I don't do a lot of that app stuff, delivery, but I'm going to you talk about somebody who has their act together. Now that I've done it, you go on. You pick the toppings, you pick the size, you pick the crust. They tell you when they start making it. They tell you when the person is leaving the door with it, and they text you and let you know when they're pulling into the driveway. It's really pretty impressive. And their pizza's good. So
their pizzas are
free
good.
Plug for Domino's. They got it down. They got it right.
Oh, yeah. I like their sandwiches. Have you ever had those?
No.
Oh, the sandwiches.
No, never had.
You still got to go with the hometown Emo's.
I love Emo's.
But then a lot of Katie's pizza.
Well, there's 100 good pizzas. Okay, at least 50.
St. Louis pizza and wings.
There are all kinds of good pizzas. I rediscovered Peroni. Domino's. Well, Peroni's. Yeah, there's another one.
I
don't know. Something as national doesn't make it bad.
No, but New York seems to really have great pizza. I don't know why.
Who?
New York. You can go in.
I'll never know because I'm not going to New York.
Well, you've been there. Have you been there?
I've been there, and I don't ever want to go back. New York City? I don't ever want to go back there.
I'm not going. If GM said, we're going to have a trip in March to New York, and we're going to give the top dealers $10,000, and we're going to wine and dine, I'm like, nah, give it to the next guy. I have no interest.
No, I can't stand New York City.
I've been there enough times. Oh. I tell you, a great big city we went to last October was Boston for meetings. And just a great, easy to walk around, nice people. They'll actually talk to you. And then they've got this area called the North End, which has, I don't know, like 40 just awesome little Italian restaurants.
Where's this?
Boston.
Boston.
Never been there.
Boston. It's nice. Yeah, 64 colleges and 275,000 students.
I was close. I've only been to the Northeast once.
Uh-huh.
Didn't like it. And
Boston's awesome. People are super.
It is. Did you see Paul Revere's house? He's right up there in the middle of all that those Italian restaurants. So,
I mean, the history. They also the history is just a great town.
Hey, how's your puppy, John?
He's laying on the floor right not too far from me right now. I'll tell you how he's doing. It's getting close to feeding time. So he's like, he'll start coming over here in a few minutes, start nudging my hand like, let's go, get the car keys, put me in my crate. And that's another thing. I know people love having their dog in the front seat with them, or their heads are hanging out the window.
You're being pulled over, I think.
it's an ambulance. But people, you really should crate your dog up. It's safe. It's very, very,
definitely.
Very safe.
Definitely.
It's too dangerous. You really love that pet of yours, find a nice, great crate. Get them crate trained to where they love. I mean, Drake loves his crate.
I don't get the people that drive with the dog right up in front of them in their lap. I don't get that. That cannot be safe.
It's dangerous.
Well, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. But and, you know,
a lot of people do it.
And even a small accident, even an accident at 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That little dog's not going to survive, folks. So that's it. Another tip, automobiles, don't slam your doors. Don't slam your doors. Remember about all the technical equipment that's inside those door panels. I hear some people, bam, it's like, you know, if you're mad, don't take it out on your car, your truck, your SUV. You know, find something happy, a happy thought. Like, you know, sometimes, Frank, I just think about you, and that makes me
happy.
All right,
that's enough. Now it's getting weird. Okay.
314-837-1800, buddy. 314-837-1800. And I'm going to jump into Tahoe here in just a little bit and listen to the rest of the show.
All right, we'll be here. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Frank.
Bye-bye.
See you, Doc. Bye-bye, everybody.
Hey, he actually said just bye-bye, everybody.
Yeah.
He didn't do that weird.
It wasn't weird. Okay.
Bye-bye. That thing. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. We have sitting in this room for the next 20 minutes or so, one of the great, he's retired now as a vet, but one of the great veterinarians of all time, and you know who you are with pets. Here are the numbers, and then we'll officially hit the music and bring him in here, and it'll be an official introduction. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Maestro, please. Yes, it's Wednesday. Pet Talk time. I gave you the numbers. I'll tell you the sponsor, Window World. The sponsor is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Has for a long, long time. He's been doing this segment on this show for about, what do you think, Doc, 16 years, 7th? Yeah, something like that. He is your pet's best friend, the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Again, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And everything you need to know is at windowworldstlouis.com. Give it up, please, for Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, hey, hey. How is everybody today?
Everybody is fine. How are you?
I am A.M. the P.M.
Hallelujah. That's his radio voice.
I love doing that.
As the calls are coming in, and Dan takes names very quickly, a job... Earlier, the first hour, we talked about jobs we'd had, jobs we hated, jobs we liked, bosses. Give me either the job you loved or hated before you became a vet, because I'm sure you had to have had a job.
Yeah, I actually loved, in high school, a friend and I got a 1954 pickup truck, and we started our own blacktop sealing company.
Oh, man, I just had that done this weekend.
Oh, I could have done it for you. And if you bark, and it was actually a lot of fun because the truck never started. We always had to roll it down a hill and park it where we could jump start it. Mm. It was just kind of funny. But it was a really good experience, and we got to learn a little bit about business. And
that is nasty, dirty work. Driveway sealing?
Yeah, you get burned, too. Oh, that stuff's really toxic.
And it has the stuff is hot, isn't it, sealant?
Terrible.
And you can only do it, it has to be dry. Can't do it after rain. You can't do it in cold weather.
Can I tell you a funny story real quickly?
No, it has to be funny. Go
ahead. Well, sad. So I was dating this girl, and her father needed his big, fancy house done and big circle around and everything. So I was excited but nervous, and I went ahead and gave him a bid. And I did this driveway. It was essentially new. It was the first time it was getting topped. And I thought to myself, well, I'm going to really do this really well to impress her and him. So unfortunately, what I did was I gave too much of that stuff.
Yeah.
And it didn't allow for any expansion or contraction. About a month later, I come back. The thing is completely cracked. Mm. And it's like somebody took and beat out of it. And, you know, I quit dating that girl pretty quickly right after that.
You know, failed.
Driveway sealing is one of the examples I used to use with my sons when I said, look, I don't ever care what you do for a living. You don't have to do anything for me. I don't care if you're a truck driver or a cardiologist or anything in between. I said, but whatever you do, and I used sealing driveways as an example. Go do it where the real business is and where it's more lucrative. Sealing a driveway in Peoria, in the not exactly affluent neighborhood, is exactly the same process as sealing a driveway in Ladue. Go do it in Ladue, where people really want to have it perfectly, and they'll pay to have it done right.
Or in my case, they'll pay to get it screwed up.
Well, maybe then, but it's true. It's the same work.
You're right.
It's the exact same work. So go to nicer neighborhoods and do it, because they're more likely to not want to quibble over the price.
Right.
They want to take a call from Marge. One more time, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Marge, you're welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. I am AM and the PM.
Thank you, Marge.
Hi, Marge. How are you?
Hi. Fine. I have a 6-year-old cat that was a rescue. He vomits daily. Okay. I've had him to the vet, had him check his throat, his stomach, everything. All he could find was there was some hairballs in his stomach. And I give him food for hairballs. I've given him the Laxatone.
Mm-hmm.
And I give him probiotic once a day and some canned food for him. But he still seems to throw up.
So you said that he had kind of reviewed the cat and stuff. I don't know what kind of I don't know what kind of diagnostics he did, because this is a case where you'd want to do a couple of things. You can do a standard X-ray of the abdomen and
he
see
did
what.
That.
Okay, and then there's also something where you can do a barium and you put it in a little bit of a dye.
That's what I'd do. Barium. I'd actually bury him. Dig a hole, bury him.
You might get that choice, but if you do a swallow study with the barium, you can see if there's some kind of problem with the esophagus, and then you can also do a standard barium to follow when you just watch the material go through the bowel and make sure it's not going to be obstructed anywhere along the line. There are other diagnostics you can do that I think your vet should talk to you about. Worst case scenario is you could go in there and do an exploratory, but before you go that route, there are some other, you can go to the specialist and talk to them. There's also medications that might be useful that you could feed before a meal schedule that might slow that process down. One's called Reglan.
Yes, yeah, Reglan. That's the one I was going to say.
Or Metoclopromide.
That's the other one.
Official name. So I think you have some alternatives, and I don't know your vet. I'm not trying to judge him or anything, but I think that you go back and say, hey, I'd really like to look at some other options to figure this out.
Marge, this may sound like a weird question. You said the cat vomits every day. Does it always throw up in the same spot?
No.
Is it indoors or outdoors?
Indoor.
But at different places. It doesn't have a particular favorite vomit place, right?
Correct.
Okay, there's a reason I asked that, and after we hang up here, I'll tell you what it was.
It's it seems to vomit postprandial. Is that correct?
What?
Postprandial.
Post what?
Postprandial.
Yeah, after a meal.
Yeah, we all know what that is.
No.
Oh,
anytime
anytime. Okay, yeah. So I definitely think you should consider a barium study and let your vet guide you through that, okay?
Okay.
Barium. There you go. Thank you, Marge.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the reason I ask about the same place. We've been in our house now for 34 years, right? And when we bought the house, there was a cat there. I don't like cats. But the owners had a cat. And it was a cat that was wild, and it had, and they started feeding it a little cat door so it could come in the garage and eat. And they said, would you just let the cat continue to live here? It's outside. It just comes in the garage to eat. Like an idiot. I said, sure, just leave the cat. Again, I don't really care for cats. And so this cat was named Annie, and I had a motorcycle, a beautiful motorcycle. And this cat would jump up on the seat of the motorcycle and on the tank of the, on the gas tank, vomit on the gas tank. So after a few times of that, it was the only place the thing would throw up. I bought a full cover for the motorcycle. The cat crawled under the cover, climbed up underneath, and on the tank under the cover. So when I go take the cover off, there's the vomit on the tank again. So that's why I asked her if it had a particular... It's almost like that cat knew that I liked that bike, and I kept it waxed and clean and deliberately wanted to throw up on the tank. So I sold it to a Vietnamese family, and they made a casserole out of it.
Nice cat.
And they ate it for dinner. No, we kept that cat and finally gave it away to a friend of ours who, when I mentioned I was thinking about taking it out somewhere and letting it go in the woods, you can't do that. So she took the cat. And then I'm sure the cat had a wonderful rest of its life.
Before you get back to the calls real quick, and I'm going to have this in the news. Have you heard the story about this 62-year-old snake at the St. Louis Zoo?
No.
Yes, mm-hmm. I have.
This is beyond...
Is that old? I mean, do snakes live...
It's the oldest living snake in captivity at any zoo in the world.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's been a long time.
Most snakes will live about 20, 22 years.
This snake was... It doesn't even have a name. This snake was delivered to the St. Louis Zoo by a private owner in 1961 when they thought the snake was about 3 years old. It has lived at the zoo ever since.
Is this a story that just came out?
The snake is 62 years old. July 23rd, without having had contact with a male snake for 15 years, it laid 7 eggs.
They can retain semen.
And they're also asexual,
How long, this is a female snake, long since it had had contact with a...
15 years.
This snake... held the semen, if you're offended by the word semen, for 15 years, and then decided, let's put this stuff to work and lay some eggs.
The snake is asexual. It can reproduce without having contact with the other species. It's unbelievable. And
aren't some snakes live-born? I mean, then
the pythons are egg layers, and the boas are live birth.
Rattlesnakes, live birth, right? Copperheads, they're all live birth.
Well, I mean, they're in eggs.
Egg producers.
Yeah, I don't think any snakes give birth to live, where they just wriggle out. I think they all lay eggs.
No, that's not true.
Not really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Who? Which ones? I didn't know any snake actually gave a live birth. That's kind of amazing.
I can find out. I think like cobras, I think they produce a live birth. Yeah, and like I said, I think the boas do. And other interesting thing is the pythons that don't have heat production because they're ectotherms, right?
That's what I was going to say.
They're cold, right? So they actually get on their egg batch and they shiver to generate heat when they're incubating their egg.
Very interesting stuff, and I'm not the animal genius that you are, but this isn't the first time the snake has done this. The snake did it in 2009, and it laid, they call it a clutch of eggs, and none of them lived. And so 11 years later, at age 62, and most snakes become adult snakes that can lay eggs at about age 4, anywhere from 4 to 6, according to this story. So 11 years ago, when she was 51, she laid a batch of eggs. They all died. 11 years later, she decides to lay another batch of eggs. And I'm wondering if she decided to do it or if it just naturally happened. That's the part of the story
understand. When will we know if any of these eggs produce
a... I'm betting they're not fertile, but...
It says two died, three are under an incubator, and the people at the zoo took two of the eggs, and they were culled for genetic sampling to determine exactly how they were created.
What kind of snake is this?
Python.
It's a python.
It's a
ball python.
Man.
And the zoo showed a picture of this python, encircling over the 7 eggs. Well, I'd like to be that guy that had to take the eggs away from mom.
Nope.
easier to take it from that than a cobra or something.
Right.
Last year, for the first time in my life, I actually stood in my backyard and watched a snake shed its entire skin. I'd never seen this.
How big was the snake?
About 6 feet.
Wow.
It's a black snake? Yeah. And I watched it crawl, I mean, like it's going through a little tunnel out of its own skin. I've never seen that. Wow. It was pretty wild
That's
to
cool.
watch. Yeah. And then when it was done, it's almost like it had fresh, brand new skin. The skin even appeared.
It does.
Yeah.
Did you see Anaconda with John Voight? Did you ever see that movie?
Never did.
Yeah. Oh, Frank.
Yeah, I did
that. You need to see that. And there was even an Anaconda, too. It was just as good. Ice Cube's in it.
Jennifer Lopez.
I think Owen Wilson was in it.
Yeah, he does.
And John Voight plays a mean instructor that's taking a group on a tour down the
Amazon.
Down the Amazon, and they show in that movie scenes of what the anaconda skin looks like after it sheds. It looks like you could drive a car through it.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
It's huge.
Let's take Michael's call. Michael, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Well, hello, Dr. Doug, and hello, gang.
Hello, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
AM in the PM.
Thank you.
All right.
How can we help you?
Right on. Well, first of all, I'd like Dan to show me how long the anaconda is.
Well, he can't. Anacondas are big snakes. Dan can't show.
Unfortunately not.
It's really swollen.
No, my deal is I got a buddy that just lost his dog at 17 years old little puppin, and he was a little Jack Russell, beautiful little dog, and rest in peace, little puppin.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is he's got a dog that was 6 years old that came into the relationship with his 17-year-old, and, you know, and does a dog, after it's been around that kind of a dog, does it get depressed and, and what do you do about that if you see him acting a little different?
Well, I do see many, many situations where related dogs or friend dogs that are in the same household, they do kind of suffer through the loss of their friend. And especially, I would think, you've got this little Jack Russell. Those are really hyperkinetic dogs. So they would make an influence on any other relationship they have with another dog. So
the other dog was a boxer.
Okay. And those are sweet dogs, and they tend to be kind of, call them empathetic. They're really sweet dogs.
Emotional, yeah.
Right. I think the most logical thing to do, if the family's willing to consider it, is to get another dog. And I think that's what the dogs like and enjoy. And depending on how many kids are involved and how big the family is, how much activity is, that won't be as important if it's really a busy household. But
it doesn't always work, does it? When you put two dogs together, everybody thinks, oh, get him a buddy. Well, he might not want a buddy, and it might not. That doesn't always work.
Right. Although I would think boxers, like I said, they're one of those sweet dogs.
So which one, Michael, is the one surviving the 6 year? The 6 year old is a
terrier,
is a boxer. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, the one that died was the Jack Russell.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that would be the best solution. And, you know, most programs now, if you're going to adopt something, which is a great way to go, they'll say, if it doesn't work out, bring the dog back to us. And as long as you have that security blanket, then I don't think it's a problem. And the other thing you can do is go and take your dog to a house where you're looking at another opportunity, puppy or whatever, and let them be together for a little bit so that you can see how they're going to act. Okay?
That's a good idea, and there's a whole bunch of kids here. We're all a little older. But I say we're still a bunch of kids, you know.
We know exactly what you're talking about. We have juvenile delinquent brains. Michael, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Frank. Bye, thank you, Doug.
I have a quick question. Who was Jack Russell? Was that a person?
You know,
it had to be, because why else would you call a dog a Jack Russell? There must have been a guy named Jack Russell.
You're probably right. Now, Jack Russell's an interesting breed. It's a little smart. Looks like
that's
a rat.
That's the one, Frasier. That was on Frasier.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Eddie.
Yeah. Eddie.
Yeah. He was
Eddie
cool
Spaghetti.
Dog.
But historically, the horseback riders use them, and they carry them when they're in their whatever they're doing. But it's
for fox hunting?
Fox hunting or something. It's part of that culture, too.
I had a researcher check it, but there must have been a Jack Russell. Some guy.
I think you're probably right.
Let's get Bill in here. Bill, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Not you, Bill. Oh, that was funny. I've never done that before.
He's around Dan too often.
If you want a quick one. They were first bred by the Reverend John Russell.
There you go.
And there you go. Jack John.
Well, there was a Jack Russell.
They named him after him.
What do you got, Bill?
All right. Hey, Dr. Doug. How are you guys doing?
Good.
AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Okay, real quick. So I've got about an 8-9-year-old German Shepherd. She was a rescue, and she was recently diagnosed from our vet with arthritis in her lower back and her hips. She's on Adequan, she's on Dasiquin, she's on Meloxicam, and I've kind of decreased all of her long walks, and we're doing like swim therapy, and so kind of decreased the amount of impact on her joints. And I was just curious if you had any other suggestions of anything that, you know, I could be doing to kind of help kind of ease any discomfort that she might be having, maybe even like a dog chiropractor or anything like that. I know that that's kind of a thing now too.
Yeah, there are, you can find a lot of holistic kind of or naturalistic kind of veterinarians nowadays, and they do have other products. They may be all natural from herbal supplements and stuff like that, and those things can be useful. There's also some other technologies that are being used, something called cold laser, which is a true laser beam, but it has a range that doesn't burn very easily.
Okay.
And that can be used, and most veterinarians have some device like that. Sometimes you can even rent one from the veterinarian and keep it at home and use it for some time. So those are good. And there are many other options there. There's kinds of electrical units and stuff like that can stimulate the muscle, just like they do and they sell in humans.
How old is this dog?
She's about 8, 9 years old. I got her in 2016. She was a rescue.
Did you see the x-rays?
I did not see the x-rays because because of COVID, I couldn't go in.
Okay. So they can send you the pictures to your phone.
Well, here's the deal. Have you ever looked at an x-ray? I have no idea what I'm looking at. I've had doctors show me x-rays that go right over here. They all look the same to me.
This looks like black dust and white bits of bone in the hand.
I'm looking at.
But that's great for us. It protects us.
But I'm sure Bill here even saw the x-ray, dude.
Well, you can see. It's pretty obvious once you look and if your doctor shows you. But what he's describing is a spondylosis, spondylitis of the
spine. That's exactly what I thought it was, spondylosis.
And it's an osteoarthritis.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, too.
You and me both, Bill.
Or if the hips are hurt, you can see hip dysplasia because that once someone teaches you, you see it. Okay?
Yeah. She definitely said she didn't have dysplasia.
Okay. That's good.
Good. So you're doing great things. Your veterinarian has really put together a nice package of, and the nice thing that you mentioned is that you can complement one product with another in osteoarthritis and other kind of conditions like that. And you're doing it, and she or he's done a good job. So the things we talked about are just, other further ancillary options for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Perfect.
Bill,
okay, thank you guys.
And we are out of time already.
I'm not leaving.
There you are.
I'm not
leaving. Oh, yes, you are. ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back next Wednesday. He has been here for 16 years. We can't get rid of him. Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Thank you, everybody.
Courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. First Community Credit Union is the place where I bank. I 98% of the time go to the same one. It's in Chesterfield Valley because it is on the way out to work and on the way home from work, and that's where I go because it's convenient for me. But they have over 40 locations. I'm sure there's one near you, and even if there isn't, that's why they have online banking. That's why there's mail. Most people, I think, rarely go into whatever banking facility they use. And over the years, I've gotten a lot of emails from people who dropped their bank, the place they were banking, and decided to move everything over to First Community Credit Union. And there's a reason for that. It's called rates. It's called extremely competitive rates. And very quickly, if you've been thinking about a home equity loan, you need to jump on this now through October 31st. If you apply now through the 31st of October, you can take advantage of this is a ridiculously low rate, 2.75% APR for the first 12 months of the contract. And after 12 months, it goes to 3.99. But for 12 months at 2.75, take that money and do a lot of things with it. Screen in the porch, pay off a tuition, pay off some other bills, build a garage, an extra, whatever. They don't care what you do with it. So check on that. There are some terms and conditions that apply. It's all at firstcommunity.com. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump says he did not want to create panic in response to journalist Bob Woodward's book that he downplayed the severity of COVID-19 on purpose.
Certainly, I'm not going to drive this country or the world into a frenzy.
Speaking at the White House, Trump called it a disgusting, terrible